This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A union at a long-standing Denver restaurant and concert venue is asking community members to boycott the business as contract negotiations are stuck. Denverite's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
Employees of Mercury Cafe won their union election in August 2023. However, many employees who are part of the drive to unionize are no longer working there. Some have alleged wrongful termination and are awaiting a ruling from the National Labor Relations Board. Anna McGee, a former employee, says the union is asking Mercury Cafe's owners to bring former employees back so they can resume contract negotiations.
We don't want it to be something that is a us versus them situation. It's something that we hope we can all be a part of.
Meanwhile, Mercury Cafe co-owner Danny Newman says their finances are in dire straits. He says rehiring those no longer with the company is impossible. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, Denverite.
The Denver Film Festival is today through November 10th. Among this year's 185 films is one with Colorado ties. Color Book tells the story of a single father raising a child with Down syndrome after his wife dies. 11-year-old Jeremiah Daniels of Aurora plays the son. He and his parents spoke with CPR's Chandra Thomas-Whitfield.
Acting in a film is a pretty big deal. Was it scary? Was it hard? Was it fun?
It's not scary. It's not hard. It's easy.
Some films in the festival are already sold out, but tickets and passes are still available for most screenings. Professional soccer playoffs return to Denver tonight. The Colorado Rapids play the LA Galaxy in game two of their first round best of three series. The Rapids need a win to stay in it. LA won the first game last weekend. Kickoff tonight is at 7:30 in Commerce City. This is CPR News and KRCC.